Hello listeners, welcome to this edition of Simply Save podcast. Inflation climbed up to 6.3% in May, which was highest in 6 months. High inflation not only affects household budgets as prices of food, clothing, houses and education rises, but also affects your investments. In this edition of Simply Save podcast, I am joined with Nisreen Mamaji, founder Moneyworks Financial Services, to talk about what you should be doing with your investment strategy in a high inflation environment and how rising inflation can impact your investment. Hi Nisreen, welcome to Simply Save podcast. At Moneyworks, you have handled several clients and helped them in achieving their investment goals. In today's environment, as you are aware, inflation rates have climbed up. We thought of connecting with you to understand what should be investor strategy in such times.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Josh. I'm really happy to be here with you. So typically in the rising interest rate scenario, depending on the risk tolerance of the investor, the decision would be made according to that, as well as the tenure of investment. So if a person is basically interested for the, to invest for the shorter term, one would suggest the floating rate fund, because that would, typically get reset every month. So therefore, in an interest rate scenario, at least you won't see negative returns, which you could see with any fund that would have a higher YTM, when you are invested. So the floating rate fund would get reset every either monthly or quarterly. And therefore, the fear of negative returns would not be prevalent. Another alternative could also be a BPSU fund, which is, typically invested into AAA paper. And some of them also work on a rolling return basis. And also currently, I think most of them have a very short maturity. So that could also be an option. Now, credit risk funds, corporate bond funds, or medium-term funds might have a higher maturity and mod. So one has to be a little fearful of that, because if the mod is high, modified duration is on the higher side, then the sensitivity to the interest rate movement would be much more. Therefore, one should be a little more fearful of those funds. Having said that, one can also introduce, some amount of equity into the portfolio in order to make sure that with higher inflation and with higher interest rate scenario, your portfolio is not negatively impacted. So somebody who has not looked at equity so far should definitely be looking at this option. For the shorter end, one could look at arbitrage, which could yield you possibly, a 5 to 6% return. An arbitrage fund would also give you equity taxation. So from the taxation side, you would also be a little bit protected. If you have a slightly higher risk tolerance, one could look at, an equity savings fund, which would be typically in 15% in equities, say about 50% in arbitrage, and say the rest in debt. So you would still get equity taxation on an equity savings portfolio.
Sure.
And if you don't want, if you're okay with debt, if you're going to be there for a longer time, more than 3 years, then you can also look at regular savings, which is 15% equity and say about 85% in debt. Once you're comfortable with equity, if you're a first-time equity investor, then you can slowly move up the equity ladder, So you can then move from, say, an equity savings fund to, say, a balanced advantage category, which would have 30-35% in equity, 30-35% also in arbitrage, and the rest in debt, So that's a balanced advantage category. And then you can move to a hybrid, which is 65% equity and 35% debt. And then, slowly move to a completely 100% equity fund. There again, if you haven't been exposed to equities, 100% large cap fund would be safer than, say, a thematic fund or a mid-cap or a multi-cap category, So you can slowly move up the equity ladder, get accustomed to equity investing. But of course, the caveat would remain that if you're invested in equities, there would be some amount of volatility. Right. And therefore, you should be invested for a longer term, say, 5 years upward. So that way you get, the volatility might get evened out.
Right.
But you have to now in this situation, look at equities, rather positively, because, with the inflation inching up, and also now because of the vaccination, drive having caught up in India, the economy is going to definitely move up. And once that happens, then the interest rates will, definitely spike, will be going upwards.
Sure.
So keeping in mind, very realistic situation with vaccination, economy going up, interest rates will be going up shortly. These are some of the scenarios that I can put forward depending on your time of investment, how long you want to stay invested, and also your own risk tolerance.
So
I just wanted to understand, somebody might already have certain debt investments, certain debt portfolio that he or she is following. So should investors now revisit that and make changes, as you pointed out, or they can maybe leave it as it is?
No, you'll have to do that, because especially with the higher YTM papers, you know, you will see some negative impact, and also principal might get reduced.
Okay.
When the interest rates move. So you'll have to definitely review those and make sure that you move to floating rate if you're not very sure, you know, how to go ahead in the longer term. At least put your funds in the floating rate fund, which will get reset. So you don't see any negative impact. You know, the yields will be low.
Right.
But at least you won't see negative impact on your portfolio. So to protect yourself on the downside, this is what you should be doing.
And also, you know, can you also explain for our listeners how in a high inflation scenario, interest rates tend to move up, and that therefore has a negative, inverse relation with bond prices, right?
Your interest rates also will go up because of the demand supply situation. The same thing will prevail.
Okay.
So what one needs to do is, the interest rates and yields have a negative, have an inverse proportion to each other. Because for a fresh investor coming in, the real rate of return has to be the same, right? When interest rates go up, the yields go down, for this simple reason, because somebody has invested, say, at about 8%.
Yeah.
And the current yields have gone to the interest rates have gone up to, say, 10%. So their real rate of return, in order to make up for that, the new investors' yields will have to reduce. Okay.
Sure.
So that's the basic fundamental concept between interest rates and yields. They always move inversely, so that they're always, on par for the fresh investors who are going to come into the investment. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
Slightly technical, but I try to make it as simple as possible.
And equity side, like you said, that investors will need to add equity exposure to their portfolio. You obviously mentioned some equity investment that they can look at. Anything else that you would like to point? Because there could be certain investors that may even have a higher risk tolerance level. So, should they look at maybe thematic funds, also sector funds? Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, definitely. So if you're already a seasoned investor, then you can always look at multi-cap. You can look at the flexi-cap categories. You can look at mid and small for the longer term. And also you can, be opportunistic and look at certain themes which are in favor right now. So there are also certain special situation funds also, which are opportunistic and look at, certain, which would probably have, say, an 18-month to 36-month view on the current situation. And after that, of course, you have to keep on reviewing. So you can look at those also, the special situation funds. Right now, some of the sectors which are in favor, pharma is still in favor, IT is still in favor, infrastructure is still in favor. So these are some of the, funds which are current commodities. Are not yet, run up. There could be still a lot of play in commodities. So technology, commodity, pharma, these are some of the thematic funds that one can take advantage of for this kind of, tenure.
Right.
And you will have to obviously do your due diligence and also review it faster than you would with a diversified mid-cap or a small-cap fund, which would have, say, 50, 60 stocks in the portfolio and which are aimed at, creating wealth in the longer term. With, of course, a lot of volatility during that time. But you may not have to review that so often if you've selected a good fund and a good fund manager. You could also be opportunistic. You could be thematic. And if you don't want to, keep on reviewing, just go with a good diversified mid-cap or a small-cap category. And if your risk tolerance is very low, then you can just select a large-cap or a multi-cap. Multi-cap with a large-cap bias, which would be, say, 60-70% into large-caps and the balance 30 into perhaps mid-cap. Okay, and then there's a large and mid-category also. So that is also a section that one can be comfortable with. With the majority, of the asset allocation going into large caps and a smaller amount going into mid and small. So there's a wide array depending on your own risk tolerance and the term that you want to stay invested.
Sure.
So first you have to just have your own goals set that, I'm investing for perhaps a purchase of a second home, or the first home, my child's education, my own retirement, some big asset purchase like a car or some jewelry. So if you have a goal in mind, then it makes it that much simpler for yourself and for your planner to, determine the category that you should be invested in.
Sure.
So don't invest this arbitrarily. Some people just do it transaction-wise.
Yeah.
If you get a tip or somebody tells you, this fund is doing very well, this stock is doing very well. So let's, try to do it in a more systematic fashion. Make a plan and then work towards that plan, irrespective of what happens in the market. Market will go up and down as per the economic situation within India, globally, whether, there are so many kind of forces that will, determine what the volatility of your Sensex or Nifty is going to do to you. But if you have a plan in mind, then irrespective of what happens, you just kind of doggedly work towards your own plan and slowly and systematically get there. So I think those are one of the things that investors will definitely be thinking of, make a plan and stick towards it. And do your review at least every 3 years, because every year you can't churn your portfolio also. Sometimes a fund may not, perform in 1 year because it has a longer strategy. So you have to wait for that strategy to play out. You have to give some patience to the fund manager, especially in the mid and small category. Your tenure should be at least 5, 7, 10 years because it's not possible for some value discovery or, price discovery to happen so quickly. When mid or small company becomes a large cap company, that's when you will see your price discovery, and that's where everybody will make some returns. But then the patience is the key also.
And also, when you say multi-cap with large cap bias, you basically mean flexi-cap, right? As per new, SEBI's new definitions.
Correct. So there's a flexi-cap category, and there's also a large and mid fund. So when you're looking for a flexi or a, you can also look for something which has a large cap bias. If you're like a not a very seasoned investor, you don't want too much volatility. If you're an older investor, you may not appreciate the volatility, and you just want a steady growth. So you have to also do a bit of risk tolerance for yourself. Risk awareness for yourself to know where you are falling. And or you can also have allocations. You can say 15% of my portfolio I'm going to go high risk, and 85% of my portfolio I don't want to see volatility. So you can do an asset allocation based on risk as well, and then that will lead you to your solutions thereafter.
And just to recheck, Nasreen, like you're saying, if investors are not able to churn their, or for whatever reason don't churn their portfolios right now, and are invested in very low yielding debt investments, their real rate of return can be negative going forward, right?
Yes, definitely. That's a huge possibility.
So that is makes it all the more important that they relook at their portfolio when inflations are going to eat into the nominal rate of return that they might otherwise get from these low yielding debt investments.
Yes, but then you also have to analyze, what kind of a fund you're in. So if you're in a credit risk fund or you're in a medium term fund, which has, which is also going to get reset itself. But the fund manager is also taking active steps to keep this in mind, then you may not have to do your own resetting. So you have to check which fund you are in and get a sense of whether the fund manager is going to do something or whether you have to.
Thanks, Nasreen, for joining us today and sharing your insights. Hope our listeners found our interaction informative and take a few lessons from this.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Josh. It's a pleasure to be online with you.
That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and keep listening to Simply Save. For any feedback, do write into us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news and views, log on to moneycontrol.com.